Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, it has been a long time since we had tea and Tim Tams with these lovely people, but I am excited that they are back and joining us. It's Dave and Ashley, or Dave-O and Ash. Dave and Ashley Willis have come to join us with some more marriage advice. Hello!
Hello!
Hey, we missed you all. We're so glad to be talking with you. Again.
It's been way too long. We've certainly missed chatting with you, but you guys have been very busy. I mean, obviously, you've got your EXO conferences happening at the moment, which is huge focus, but so much. You've both released books and you've done audio books, and I saw, Dave, you were on Focus on the Family. Like, I mean, what's going on?
I know it all happened at once. It's been busy. It's been a busy season. And then, you know, our boys, of course, our four boys, they keep us busy year round.
But I can imagine. It's
been an exciting season, too. So, we're excited about it, and our podcast, the Naked Marriage Podcast, is reaching people there in Australia, which we're excited about.
I'm loving it. I got to say, I've been absolutely enjoying every episode.
Oh, thanks, Robbo. Thank you.
No, it is very good. Well, yes, we are excited to take some of your very precious time because I know you guys are super busy. So thank you for taking the time to feed into the Vision family over here.
I know, it's an honor, always.
Well, we've been talking to people around the country and trying to get to hear what people want to talk about. And we thought we're back into school routine. Woohoo, we all say. The summer holidays have been and gone and we're getting back into the routine of life. So we thought it might be good to sort of do a bit of a retune on marriage and talk about some habits of happy and healthy couples.
Oh, yeah, no, that's so good. And I know getting back into the school routine, I mean, that it can be really hard. You know, there's a lot of good that comes with it, but it can be challenging to a marriage because things automatically get a lot busier.
Yeah.
And so like my number one thing, I think, for couples, especially couples who have children, is to just make time, like talking about your hopes, your dreams, you know, not just doing the business talk, but actually talking about what's going on in your mind and your heart. I think we've got to make time for that every day. And it doesn't have to be, you know, I know for some people, they have different shifts with work or, you know, the kids are going all these different places and it can be really hard, but it takes being intentional. You know, it's like we are the masters of our schedule. I mean, we as adults, we do have more control than I think we often think we do. And so if we want to have a strong marriage, we have to be willing to maybe, you know, say maybe for this season, we're going to put a pause on this one thing so that we can have time together, not only as a family, that's really important, but also as a couple. You know, maybe after you put the kids to bed, you know, whatever time works best for you, maybe it's in the morning before the kids wake up, but having a moment just to focus on the two of you.
I love that.
Yeah, that's so important. And I would add to it that as you're talking, I think one of the most important habits is to talk with encouragement, to be your spouse's biggest encourager, to speak with tenderness in your tone. You know, we've been around so many couples where they've clearly fallen out of that habit and they've become experts in everything the other one does wrong. And so there's this constant tone of negativity and criticism and pride really that sets in because you start thinking that every way your spouse is different than you, they must be wrong. You know, the way that they the way they do anything, you know, it can be something to criticize, and instead celebrate each other's differences, that God made you different. And that's a good thing. And learn from each other's perspectives and celebrate the fact that you have different opinions and ways of doing things and preferences instead of making everything a contest or an opportunity for criticism. So it might sound overly simplistic, but it really just comes down to being nice to each other. I think all day during the day, many of us will be nice to strangers and to coworkers, and then we'll come home and we'll give the worst of ourselves to the person who matters most.
Right.
And so happy couples, one thing they do is they make sure to give the best of themselves to each other. And whatever that looks like in your home, but just always give each other the best of yourselves.
Absolutely. Mm. Just to follow up on what David said too, I think one way to kind of change your perspective of how you see your spouse, because sometimes you're just in that negative dynamic and it's really hard to break out of it, but it is possible. And a way that most couples can do this, we work with many couples over the years, is by this one simple thing. And that's waking up in the morning and thinking about three things that you're thankful for when it comes to your spouse. And it can be like the simplest, littlest thing. But if you can, you know, fix your mind on those good things, and then really say a little prayer, thank God for those things, and then go to your spouse, take it a step further, and actually thank them for those things. Mm. I promise you, just that one little step will revolutionize not only how you see your spouse, but also how you all interact with each other.
Yeah, and that's biblical. You know, yes. Philippians 4:8 says, fix your thoughts on whatever is true and good and excellent and beautiful and worthy of praise. And so we can focus on the good or we can focus on the bad. And if you choose to focus on the good, it's going to bring out more of the good in your spouse. And so to focus on those things.
Yep, that's great. It's kind of like, I mean, to use an Aussie analogy, because we play cricket, whereas you guys probably don't really know what cricket is, but when you're batting in cricket, you've got to keep your eye on the ball, and the ball like actually baseball. Gets bigger and more visible, and so it's easier to hit. Whereas if you're sort of just looking all over the place, you miss the ball and you don't have the focus where it's supposed to be. So good points there, keeping the focus on the positives, not the negatives, I think is a real key. So some good ones and a great way to
amazing.
Kick off our time again with you guys. Looking forward to chatting a bit more often, hopefully, this year than what we managed to last year. But thanks again for stopping by and for having a chat with us.
Yep. And if you want to find out more about these wonderful people that take time to chat to us, make sure you check out the podcast. You tell us all about your podcast, guys.
Sure. It's called the Naked Marriage Podcast. And we just take 30 minutes and talk about every kind of issue in marriage. And, you know, we call it the Naked Marriage Podcast because it's really more about honesty and vulnerability than anything else. And you can even write in questions that we answer live, and you can do that. Your listeners, you guys can do it too. You just have to go to nakedmarriagepodcast.com and you can submit your questions.
Excellent. Well, brilliant. Thank you so much for catching up with us this week.
See you soon.
Before you go, thanks for listening. There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation, large or small, will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world. Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.